This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for March 31st, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with this exclusive video. JLN interviews new trading technology CEO Tim Giannopoulos about his mandate and potential sale of TT. New Trading Technologies Chairman and CEO Tim Giannopoulos sat for an exclusive interview with John Lothian News to talk about what brought him back to TT, what his mandate is, and the potential sale of the company. You can watch the video on johnlothiannews.com. Here are the comments and stories from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. It was 40 years ago yesterday that President Ronald Reagan was shot. David Prosperi, who was a deputy press secretary in the Reagan White House, was at the hotel for the president's speech and heard the shot. He is quoted quite extensively in this story from The Guardian about that day. There's a link in today's newsletter for that story. It was 8 years ago yesterday that I published a commentary titled The Richness of Giving, after reflecting on the life of my friend and former Assistant Scoutmaster Bill Griswold, who had passed away in 2012. It was a reflection that is worth repeating about Bill, who was not rich as most would think, but rich nonetheless. And it is about some of the great people in our industry and the ways they support all kinds of different charitable organizations. That richness of giving has not stopped, and I could probably write another 1,000 or 2,000 words and just scratch the surface about the generous people in our industry. The sound of today's interview with TT Chairman and CEO Tim Giannopoulos is not great because I forgot to turn off the cooling fan in the room we use as a video studio. The room was hot, and that was before I had two other people in the room along with a lot of lights. Lesson learned. The Women in Derivatives, or WIND, annual Washington update will take place on Wednesday, April 7th, 2021 at 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. It will feature a virtual panel discussion with Reagan McKee Anderson, Libby Cantrill, CFA, and Deborah North. You can register with a link in today's newsletter. DePaul University Professor Lamont Black was interviewed on WGN Radio and explained what exactly is an NFT. The New York Stock Exchange has several employment opportunities they are looking to fill. They include analyst listings and capital markets, director capital markets consumer retail and wellness, director capital markets healthcare, and marketing manager listings. The CME is looking for a senior IT auditor, Global Assurance. Chairman, CEO, and co-founder of Blackstone, Steven Schwarzman, has some advice he offers in his best-selling book that I just bought, What It Takes. The advice is, a great manager is enthusiastic, collaborative, and leads by example. But most importantly, great managers learn from their failures and are always looking for ways to improve themselves, their teams, and organizations. Secondly, leaders must not only think about the immediate tasks at hand, they need to look ahead, anticipate change, and consider new opportunities for their group or company before being forced to do so. Your competition will defeat you if you are not constantly seeking ways to reinvent and improve yourself. We received no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. Suzanne Cosgrove reports the New York State Senate passed legislation 43-20 to legalize recreational marijuana late Tuesday, making it the 15th state to do so. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has promised to sign the bill. Why is this important? One reason, as Forbes reports, the state of New York's budding marijuana industry is currently valued at $4.6 billion and could grow to $5.8 billion over 5 years. In addition, the bill stipulates that half the state's business licenses go to equity applicants, minorities, women, and disabled veterans. We hope the latter effort goes better in New York than it has so far in Illinois. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's GLN. Here is my story from 2012, The Richness of Giving. Last week, the last thing I did before taking off for Florida on vacation was to speak at the memorial service for my friend, an assistant scoutmaster who had passed away in February. I told the overflowing assembly of friends and family the story about how Bill Griswold was a rich man. Bill was not rich like we often think of rich. He did not have a big house, a fancy car, or a large bank account. Rather, Bill was rich because all he did was give, and give of himself. He gave his time and his talents generously to our troop, our scouting district, and council. Bill was a guy who could always be depended upon to help out. He must have been rich because all he did was give and give. I had written about Bill when I announced his passing to the troop that he had forgotten more about scouting and camping than I would ever know. He had incredible knowledge about lots of things, big and small, and he was always willing to share his knowledge, whether helping the boys in the trail to first-class rank or as a merit badge counselor for any number of badges. I am blessed to know other people from this industry who are rich like Bill. One of them is Jim Johannick, who gave up a career in this business to go full-time into Christian ministry. Jim took the leap of faith that other faith-filled people would support him and his family as he dedicated his life to his one-way ministries. Jim has a faith and courage that I could only hope to find. For the rest of this commentary, find it with a link in today's newsletter. Here's a press release from Eurex. Eurex expands equity index segment with new factor futures. 12 futures covering cash equity factors in U.S. and European equity markets. The products will meet increasing investor demand for factor-based investment tools. Eurex is expanding its strategically important equity index segment with new factor futures. The products will be launched on the 26th of April as a response to growing investor demand for factor-based instruments. Factor investment has become one of the most popular index segments. This approach involves targeting specific drivers of return, which differ from traditional beta. My comment, I was told there'd be no math. Here is a story from the Chicago Federal Reserve, the women shaping global derivatives markets. In the latest episode, LaSalle Street, a podcast from the Financial Markets Group at the Federal Reserve of Chicago, hosts a conversation on identity, gender, and careers in finance with four women shaping global derivative markets. Joining LaSalle Street for this episode are Laura Estrada, Managing Director at DTCC, Carolyn Flam, Managing Director and Head of Capital Markets Regulatory Strategy at Citi, Maggie Sklar, Director of International Engagement, the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago, and Petal Walker, Special Counsel Wilmer Hale. My comment, this is a powerful title and a powerful group of women. Here is a story from Investors Business Daily. No high fives rule keeps Tasty Trade CEO grounded. Leaders usually love to celebrate big wins with their staff. Beaming bosses pop the champagne and toast their team's triumph. But Tasty Trade's founder, Tom Sosnoff, would rather skip the party. An options trader who co-founded two successful fintech firms, Sosnoff imposes a no high fives rule among his senior managers. Tom Sosnoff recently sat for an Open Outcry Traders History Project video, which we hope to publish next week. He also spoke at our Markets Wiki Education World of Opportunity series 3 years ago. He is one of the most interesting people in our industry. Here are your three most top red story from Tuesday's GLN. The best red story on Tuesday was Bloomberg's Big Oil's Secret World of Trading. The second best was also in the top three Monday. Mashable's Pete Davidson explains NFTs in another amazing NMM parody on SNL. And the third most clicked item was JLN's Markets Wiki page for Andy Nybo. Nybo just joined MIAX as its chief communications officer. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.